Well, we're taking time out back here again at the exhibition forum to talk this time to Mr. Chuck Berry. How are you, Chuck?
Fine. How are you, Ray?
You really look worn out, man. This schedule must be getting you down.
Well, I'm not 10 minutes off stage, you know.
I know. It's real bad. Anyway, your show presentation is tremendous. I really like that Maybelline and the actions you go through on the stage. I think the kids are enjoying it by the applause that's leaking through the walls here.
I'm hoping so.
It's just about knocking the walls down. Tell me, Chuck, where do you hail from?
Hail from San Jose.
San Jose?
Yeah.
Pardon my geographical...
California, 150 west, south of Frisco.
Gee, and of course it's sunny down there. It doesn't rain like it does
Thank
here.
You.
Nice country.
Yeah.
Well, what other plans do you have in the recording industry, say, in the next few months?
Get out a hit, that's for sure.
Get out a hit song. Have you a new one out now?
Yeah, I have one called School Day.
School Day.
I think it was released yesterday. It should be floating around, I guess, in about a week.
Pardon me for asking this, but what label do you record on in the States?
We
know
Chess
Records
right.
in the States. We know
Chess
they're released records. Here in Canada on Quality, you see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, well, welcome, anyway, to Canada's largest teen show with 20,000 members, Chuck.
I will.
And the kids really love your kind of music because those phones go off the wall every day, just like that.
Crazy.
Well, we know where you hail from. Do you do this stage presentation just as a solo? I mean, do you do this on records? Who backs you up on the record label?
My band. My band's in St. Louis, however. I'm not taking them on the road because of the tax problem.
You find it easier, I mean, to use the group that's here, too.
Yeah, and also the character problem I'm having with my outfit.
Your outfit, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you get started in this business, Chuck, anyway?
I took an original song up to Chess in Chicago, and they liked it and recorded it, and unfortunately it was a 700 seller.
Was this by any chance? No, it couldn't have been. Just 700?
700 million, 1,000.
What was the name of the record?
Maybelline.
Maybelline, right. That's the big one. Of course, it was big here in Canada, too. How did you feel, if I may be impertinent to ask this, how did you feel when Buchanan and Goodman included that in their record called the... what was it called now? The Flying Saucers have landed. Remember just
the excerpt? All right. I see every knock is a boost, you know.
You figure it was more of a boost than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, it's real fine talking to you, Chuck. And one other thing. How long have you been playing guitar?
6 years.
6 years.
Right.
And you wouldn't do anything else? Or would you?
Oh, yeah.
If you had a choice, what would you do?
Well, I'm a cosmetologist. I do beauty culture work, you see, before I started into professional music, my song hit.
Would you like to go back into that profession or stay in this one?
Not as long as this one is as exciting and... what did you say?
I said paying money.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was trying to put it in other words, but after all, life must go on, you know.
Well, let's face it. I mean, it's going strong right now. You think that this music for 1956 and 57, the music I call a big beat, do you think it's here for a few more months or a few more years, or what do you think, Chuck?
Yeah,
I'm putting you on
this
spot.
No, it's been here, really. It's here for a long while. It's here as long as music will be here. That's rhythm and soul put together, this big beat that you speak of. Mm-hmm. It isn't new. It's new to a lot of people, believe me. But it's not new.
It's been around a long time, but it's just being introduced in a mass...
Under a new name.
Under a new name of rock and roll. Do you know who coined the music rock and roll?
I have reasons to believe it was Alan Freed.
That's right. New York disc jockey at WINS. Well, thanks for talking to us, Chuck. And are you going back out now or what?
Right.
You're going back out on stage. Well, good luck. And, of course, the walls have come tumbling down, so I'll have to move into another place.
It's been a pleasure talking to you,
Thanks,
Ray.
Chuck.
Right.